Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
The debate on the cost of living looks set to widen, with more focus on earnings as well as bills. Today, new rates will be set for the so-called living wage, a calculation on what is deemed essential to achieve a basic standard of living. At the moment, it stands at £8.55 in London and £7.45 elsewhere in the UK. Labour has announced plans to campaign on the issue, coming out in favour of tax breaks for employers that commit to paying the living wage. The government says it's an unworkable policy that would cost too much. Well, earlier we asked the CBI's John Cridland what he thought of Labour's plan.
It's good to see the Labour Party talking about carrots rather than sticks, so I welcome the fact they're looking at incentives. And for some businesses with some workers, this may be just enough to help the business pay more. But let's remember, the business still bears the cost for the future, and they can only pass on that price if the customer's prepared to pay it or the skilled worker becomes even more productive.
Well, on the line now from Salford is Steve Davis from the free market think tank, the Institute of Economic Affairs. And in the studio is Priya Kothari, Save the Children's UK Head of Economics. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Priya Kothari, you are in favour of the living wage, aren't you? Why?
Yes, that's right. So if I tell you that 1.96 million children, so 15% of all children, are living in households where their parents are earning below the living wage, and 2/3 of all children living in poverty are in working households. So what we're seeing, both from this evidence and our direct work with low-income families, is that work isn't paying enough.
Steve Davis, what do you think of that? If work isn't paying enough, then surely we have to do something about it.
Well, yes, but the question is what? I think all of us want to see people paid more and able to lead a decent life. But economics tells us that the only way to raise wages in real terms in the long run is to increase the productivity of the workforce and indeed of the economy as a whole. If you raise pay without doing that, then all you're going to do ultimately is to reduce the number of jobs. So you will have people getting more money, certainly, but there will be fewer jobs and there'll be more people drawing job seekers' allowance.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
The debate on the cost of living looks set to widen, with more focus on earnings as well as bills. Today, new rates will be set for the so-called living wage, a calculation on what is deemed essential to achieve a basic standard of living. At the moment, it stands at £8.55 in London and £7.45 elsewhere in the UK. Labour has announced plans to campaign on the issue, coming out in favour of tax breaks for employers that commit to paying the living wage. The government says it's an unworkable policy that would cost too much. Well, earlier we asked the CBI's John Cridland what he thought of Labour's plan.
It's good to see the Labour Party talking about carrots rather than sticks, so I welcome the fact they're looking at incentives. And for some businesses with some workers, this may be just enough to help the business pay more. But let's remember, the business still bears the cost for the future, and they can only pass on that price if the customer's prepared to pay it or the skilled worker becomes even more productive.
Well, on the line now from Salford is Steve Davis from the Free Market Think Tank, the Institute of Economic Affairs, and in the studio is Priya Kothari, Save the Children's UK Head of Economics. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Priya Kothari, you are in favour of the living wage, aren't you? Why?
Yes, that's right. So if I tell you that 1.96 million children, so 15% of all children, are living in households where their parents are earning below the living wage, and two-thirds of all children living in poverty are in working households. So what we're seeing, both from this evidence and our direct work with low-income families, is that work isn't paying enough.
Steve Davis, what do you think of that? If work isn't paying enough, then surely we have to do something about it.
Well, yes, but the question is what? I think all of us want to see people paid more and able to lead a decent life. But economics tells us that the only way to raise wages in real terms in the long run is to increase the productivity of the workforce and indeed of the economy as a whole. If you raise pay without doing that, then all you're going to do ultimately is to reduce the number of jobs. So you will have people getting more money, certainly, but there will be fewer jobs and there'll be more people drawing job seekers' allowance.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.